The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now at that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So me not being the farmer's kid, needed to see what this is all about. Well, that's easy enough. Oh, Jesus is complaining about that. Looked pretty easy. Pretty easy. Anybody seen that before? You know, quite a few of you. Some of you, half of you have seen, you know, chickens and a hen gathering them under. I picked that one because they weren't moving. There are some videos that are a lot longer. Believe me, I spent a little bit of time trying to understand this. And what do you mean it's difficult? And if there was a children's sermon, we were going to show how difficult it was, because, I don't know, have you ever tried to chase a chicken before? Anybody? Yeah, that chicken's pretty fast. Chicken usually zigs and zags and goes every which direction you chase it. Sounds like that might be the way Jesus is going. When you think about it, a mother trying to gather, the hen trying to gather all those chicks together. Some of those videos, the chicks are going this way, and that way, and that way, and that way, and it looks more like the hen just chases the chicks. They don't go under that safety. And it's pretty safe from the looks of it, looking once that chicken, that hen settles down right on top of those baby chicks. You don't see them, they're warm, they don't blow away, and they're safe. And not only that, there are some videos that'll show you that a hen will defend those chicks all the way to death. It'll chase away the predators, it'll try to scare them away, sometimes to the point of giving up her own life. And that's where we come in today. We have a God who gathers us in. We're gathered here today. We're gathered in today in this building, but it goes beyond that. We have a God that's determined to gather us all in, no matter what. And there's been some struggles where we have been those chicks that are running every which direction and just won't come to the safety of the hen. God makes many promises, and God keeps these promises. It's kind of God's thing to keep promises. And God is promising to bring us all together. The promise of Abraham, if we look back to the Genesis story, the promise of, "Do not be afraid, because I'm your shield. And look towards that heaven. Count the stars if you can. So shall your descendants be." If you've ever looked at the stars, that's a lot of descendants. That's a big promise. A huge promise. But God wants to bring them all together. He wants to bring others together too, not just the people of Israel, but all people. The intent in sending Christ into our world is to bring us all closer to God, to chase all those different chicks running around, to bring them together under the safety of the hen. All people. You don't have to look very far throughout the Gospel of Luke to see some of these instances of Christ talking about bringing all the people together, and not just the ones God had chosen before. The prodigal son. The one that would most likely not be welcomed home, taking all his money, blowing his money, ending up working in a pig pen. and yet comes back, and the Father, with wide open arms, brings him in. The one that was lost brings him back in. The one that stepped away from God and brings him back in. The shepherds at the very beginning of the story, a profession that nobody probably would want. You're dirty, stinky, maybe a little ornery trying to gather sheep. It's pretty difficult. And yet the first ones to run to the manger and be told of this amazing promise of Christ being in the world are these shepherds. Not some Pharisee or church leader, not some pastor, but somebody out on the margins is told, and they run. The Good Samaritan. We heard this not too long ago, I believe, on a Wednesday night, about how there are people that just pass by this person in need. And yet a Samaritan, somebody that's not talked of very kindly, brings and takes care of this person, somebody on the margins. Even on the cross as Jesus is dying, it's not the ones that are perfect or think they're perfect, the church leaders that are told in that moment that you'll be with them in paradise, but it's the one on the cross, the thief, the robber, that confesses that he is Lord. He says, today you will be with me in paradise. Brings us all under those wings. That is the intent of today's gospel too, is to bring all together under the wings. How much he's wished for that to happen, but it has yet to happen, but it will. And he's been tried to be stopped before by many different things. There's been different foxes to try and stop him, to hop into that hen house and prevent it. At his birth, King Herod goes and tries to kill him. It doesn't work. He's even thrown out, as we heard a couple weeks ago, from his own hometown by those that were listening to him, threatening to stone him and kill him, and yet he walks right down the middle. And even last week in the temptation story, we hear the temptations for Jesus, the temptations of, if you do this, I'll give you everything. But do not put God to the test. People have tried to stop him before, tried to stop this hen. And this week, there's somebody else trying to perhaps save him and stop him. He's warned again this way to stay away by some unlikely people, the Pharisees. He's told to stay far away from Herod because if he goes to Jerusalem, he's going to die. But we know, yeah, he is. Eventually he is. And Christ knows this too, that eventually he's going to have to go into Jerusalem to be able to open those arms into a place where they only kill prophets, he says. And that's appropriate because they're going to kill him too. They're going to throw him onto the cross and kill him in Jerusalem. And that'll be it. And yet, even among these warnings, Jesus continues to minister. He says he's going to minister today, tomorrow, and on the third day, he'll finish his work. He's working all the way up to Easter, working through Lent as we follow this amazing love story all the way from its beginning to the cross, to those outstretched arms. Because I don't know if you notice, when you give a hug, if you give a hug this small, it seems to be for a small person or a small group of people. It'd be easy to do that. It'd be easy just to say, you guys are saved, but what about you? But Christ goes all the way to the cross, opens his wings fully, and look, it's unending. You can't see the end. You might see the end of the hand, but it goes on and on and on. Those outstretched arms, and they pull in and gather us all in into the safety of Christ. He covers us with those outstretched arms, gathers us in like a hen gathering the chicks. Eventually, those chicks always end up under the wings of the mother. And that's a journey, the journey to gather us all in, the journey of Lent to the cross. And like a hen in your own life, we're like those chicks, running around in so many different ways. And yet the hen still gathers us in, protecting us, pulling us in, fighting for us, yelling, giving herself up for us, as Christ gave himself up for us on the cross, even though we don't deserve it. We're gathered into this promise, the shield that is talked about in Abraham, the promise of shelter, being a stronghold, as we sang about over and over again in the psalm today, being that stronghold, that safe place, that promise to cling onto Christ and the cross and that mother hen. We know where Christ is going to go in this Lenten journey. We know what's coming in Jerusalem. And it's a love that changes everything on this Lenten journey. So think about for a brief moment, how can you share that love? That love of being encased under that hen at one point in life. Maybe you can share a story about that with somebody at coffee or later this week, about how you know you're inside the body of Christ and underneath the safety of the hen, gathered up. Maybe there's been times in your life when you've been running around like a baby chick and not knowing where to go. What's it been like maybe for Christ to pull you back in, to find the safety of Christ? For someday, even if we are all running around, because of Christ's death and resurrection, we will be in the safety of those loving arms. So think about those moments. Share some of those moments this week. Share that love of Christ, the love of a mother hen. Because God is determined to gather us in. So determined that he goes as far as giving himself up. At a time when there's call for blood, God gives his own blood, Jesus Christ, to save us all. And in the resurrection, he brings us all into those ever-loving wings. No matter how much we run around, sometimes like a chicken with our own heads cut off, would be the analogy. Just running like crazy. God brings us in like a loving hen. So when Christ says in today's gospel, I have desired to gather you, your children together as a hen, gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. That's true. We were not willing. Sometimes we're still not willing. But Christ gave himself up so that no matter, it's no longer a choice, but we are called by name, each and every one of us, into those loving arms, sometimes dragged under, even if that hen chases us and sits right down on top of us to make sure we're there. So we can someday yell, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, as we do every Sunday. Thanks be to God. Amen.